Hello, and my name is Sage Franch, and we're here today with Channel 9 and two special guests to talk about Cortana Intelligence Solutions. So I'd like to introduce Darwin and Cooper. Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about yourselves?
Sure. I'm Darwin Schweitzer. I'm a program manager with the Cortana Intelligence Solution engineering team. Been at Microsoft since 2005, and one of the best jobs I've had right now doing this.
Nice.
Hi, I'm Kober. I do marketing for solution templates and excited to talk to our customers about how they can build machine learning solutions.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm super excited about this. I feel like we've been waiting for this for a long time. So let's talk a little bit about what these actually are. What are Cortana templates here?
So Sage, as you know, machine learning and big data are buzzwords. Everybody wants to get started with them. But getting started with machine learning, advanced analytics is not easy. Some of the complexity is how do you put together different Azure services to create a powerful solution. And we want to really help our customers, especially the developers and data engineers, take away this complexity of building a powerful solution. So imagine if there's a best practice guidance on how to do specific technical use cases or business use cases based on best practices that we've developed with our partners and customers, so that a user can just put in their Azure credential and get started with a fully automated deployment of an architecture for, say, a data warehousing solution or a powerful machine learning business solution like personalization or demand forecasting. So we're taking some of the complexity out so people can focus on adding value where it matters the most, like stronger algorithms, and they don't have to worry about the basic pipelines.
Wow, that's incredible. You mentioned a couple of use cases there, like personalization. Can you tell me a bit more about some of those?
Yeah, so we are focused on all kinds of customers. Some people have good ideas about what are the kind of business use cases they can build. So some of the solution templates that we've released are for demand forecasting, which lets you forecast a demand from your customers, or quality assurance, which is a very common use case within manufacturing in which you want to predict the quality of things being produced on your manufacturing line. Another common use case that we build a solution template for is campaign optimization. It's focused for marketing customers about how they can improve marketing spend by better scoring the ROI on different kinds of channels and marketing investments. But at the same time, there are lots of developer audiences who just want a subset of this business solution. So they just want to do a time stream analysis, or they want to do a data warehousing solution with a BI interface, or they just want to do simple anomaly detection and just want to create their own business solution. So for that also, we have very clearly defined technical reference architectures as well, which are also easily deployable, and they can easily get started with a powerful solution in minutes. Something that used to take days and weeks to set up can now be done in minutes without ever entering the actual Azure portal. However, if the customers or the developers, they want to go back and see what the architecture looks like, they can go into their Azure account and see what the pipeline looks like, what the backend looks like. But if they want, they can totally ignore that mess and get started.
Wow, okay, sign me up. So if I do want to get started with this, or our devs who are watching want to get started, how can they go about doing that?
Yeah, getting started is very easy. Just go to a search engine of your choice, I prefer Bing, and just ping it, type in Cortana Intelligence Gallery, or if you want to direct link, it's gallery.cortanaintelligence.com. Click on the Solutions tab, and you'll see the highlighted solutions. We have a series of solutions there, 10 business use cases and a lot more technical use cases. You just need to put in your Azure credentials or your Microsoft account and get started. In case you do not have an Azure account, it's really easy to sign up for one, and you get $200 worth of Azure credit, which will allow you to try out and deploy different solution templates.
Nice. I highly recommend you all go ahead and do that if you haven't already. So can we see it in action?
Yeah, I got a couple of slides, and then let's look at
all
the
right,
demo
let's
as
do
well.
It.
Okay, so as Kober was mentioning, here's some of the links here. So there's a link off of ms.com, as well as from the gallery.cortanaintelligence.com/solutions. A couple of aka.ms short URLs there as well. Kubert mentioned we have solutions. There's about 10 solutions, and there's also 10 tutorials, which are more technical tutorials and don't really have a business case wrapped around them.
Okay, so developers should go to the tutorials and the...
I think both, actually. I think there's value in both because there's some great scenarios for developers, I think, both in solutions and in the tutorials. Up on the screen now, I got an example of one that we were showing at Hannover Messe, which was a big event in Hannover, Germany a couple weeks ago. And basically, this basically goes out at you use Twitter's streaming API. It sends data to Event Hub. Stream Analytics sends data to Blob Storage. It also, Stream Analytics calls out an Azure Machine Learning web service to do sentiment and topic analysis on tweets. We then send that to Event Hub, goes into Time Series Insights, which is a fairly new product with Microsoft. Awesome. You can do time series analysis as a column store, database, super fast, and we'll look at that. And then we also send it into a SQL database and view that in Power BI as well. So that's what we're going to look at.
Okay. Okay. And so this is all pre-set up, right? The developer doesn't have to do any of this.
Exactly. So here's an example here. So here's the solution site. You can see there's a couple here. There's actually one that they snuck in. I didn't know this one with the skiers was even there until a few minutes ago. And so you got all these different solutions that are available. For the developers, if they're interested in the tutorials, if you go to the More button and click on Tutorials, that's going to bring up some of the tutorials like the Azure Time Series Insights one I was just talking about. When you click on these, so if I was to click on this one, it would open up a page that tells you a little bit about the solution. You would see that diagram that we just looked at in the slide. From here, all they need to do, and as Kubert mentioned earlier, cost-wise, you have some idea that it's going to cost about $12.45 to run this if you leave it running for a day. So now I decide that I want to deploy this. I click on Deploy. And it's going to pop up a screen. It's going to ask me for a name. So I'm going to call this, we'll just call it CH9 Demo. You pick a particular subscription. It's going to load the various locations that are available. This one, I think, is going to be West Europe because it's that's where the Azure ML and Time Series Insights is available. You click on Create. Any additional parameters that need to be entered, like in this case, a user ID and password for SQL Server. Also, the screen that would come after the next one, I would enter my Twitter, my four keys, and put those in. So, you know, I can come in here, and then we'll do the cooking show and jump ahead a little bit. I'll do Darwin. If I can type. And we also have, you know, built in here, so basically we pass credentials, and so you have to put in valid credentials, otherwise we'd block the deployment right off the beginning. You click on Next, and that's going to bring up the screen, which puts in my keywords, and I put in my Twitter credentials, which we explained what you would do in the previous screen on the gallery. Then it would take you into something that looks like this. So once it deploys, you end up with this instructions markdown. So the solutions are made up of JSON for the ARM templates, as well as Azure Functions, Web Jobs, and Markdown language. And so you have a markdown here that tells you what you need to do next. So maybe you need to go look at the things that are in the portal. And Kubert was mentioning that what's in this for developers. If I'm a developer, I can deploy all of this. I can look at, see how this is all connected in Azure, and then I can go yank the Twitter out and put in, you know, devices and IoT hub connecting to some devices in my organization, and you'll have all of those. And so it's taking a sec for the portal to open, so we'll jump forward, but we'll come back to that. Time Series Insights, just to kind of give a quick demo of this, you can see here we're going to grab a particular time frame here. Let me refresh. Okay. So we zoom in on this, and now what we can do is we can actually look at these tweets by topic. And so I ran this, and so you can see MS Build is a pretty broad tweets here, as well as startups and Microsoft and cloud. If we wanted to look at this spike, you can actually click on this and say zoom. And now you can look at that. You can see this information. You can also do multiple terms. But the cool thing about this is you can also zoom in and you can explore the events as well. So you can actually see the tweets. And this is super fast. I mean, in comparison to what's next to it with Power BI, and when we send it to SQL Server and then pull it into Power BI and you got a word cloud, this is also a fantastic interface for somebody to look at, but it's maybe not as interactive with the volumes of data as Time Series Insights is for this scenario.
Yeah, sure.
Also, one of the other things that gets used in this is we have a Azure ML experiment, which is what's doing the work, looking at the tweets to see if they're positive or negative sentiment. And all of that stuff is essentially accessible from this page that the developer gets or the user gets at the end. You can see the SQL credentials are here, so I could go log on to my SQL server and see what's going on. And then the last thing I want to show, since it should have came back, it still hasn't, is I should be able to see all my Azure services here inside of the Azure portal, but for some reason it's going slow.
It'll get there eventually.
Yeah, but that's essentially it. And for me, the cool part is that you can, for instance, if you didn't know anything about Time Series Insights and you wanted to use the tool as an example, this would be a great way to get started with that. And you know, if you are new to Internet of Things or to developing with real-time data, this would kind of jumpstart and get you started.
Yeah, wow, that's awesome. So what if somebody wanted to scale this up? Is that possible? How would you go about doing that?
Well, one thing you could do, and this, again, I'm a sucker for punishment. Here comes the Azure portal. You could go into the Azure portal, and let's say you were deploying something that had an HD Insight cluster. You could take that cluster and you could scale it up. You could scale it down. Certain things, we have other solutions that have machine VMs, IaaS VMs in them. You could stop those VMs and restart them. So there would be, just depending on what the services are, you could add more capacity to Stream Analytics or to Event Hub. Or ratchet it back down as well.
And so these are fully customizable. What if you choose a template? Do you have to stay within the constraints of that template, or can you, add and subtract where you wish?
You could. I mean, once you deploy the template, it's in Azure portal. You can do whatever you want to it. You could extend it as much as you want. The other thing you could do is in the future, and at the end we'll talk a little bit. Hopefully, there's some people that want to build some of these as well, and so we'll actually help developers build some of these end-to-end if they want to.
Awesome.
So this is a great place for developers to try something new. And Davin just showed a use case of time series analysis. Now you can do it for Twitter sentiment analysis, but think about, you can do any business case with it. You can do analysis from data coming from an IoT device. You can do any data analysis from coming from automobile, for example. And this is a fairly complex architecture, as you saw in the beginning. It takes in more than 10 different Azure services. The magic is the deployment experience is so simple for the customer. They don't have to worry about, do we connect blob storage to ADF and from Data Factory, how do we process the data to machine learning? The whole pipeline of it, that's not easy. While we have worked a lot to make Azure pretty simple, it's still not very, very easy. So that complexity of actually deploying a powerful architecture, that's completely taken away. So the developer can focus on the business value and not just the back-end piping.
That's excellent. That's going to save so many people a lot of time.
True.
Yeah. There's always something in every demo. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Azure portal is interesting at the moment.
Yeah, totally. So I'd like to get a feel for something here. We got to talk about the cost. How much is it going to cost me if I'm going to go spin up one of these dream solutions here?
Right. Well, it's kind of a range. I was talking to Kuber before that some of the solutions are as little as, say, $7 a day, because you're deploying a lot of services. But if you deploy HD Insight, a big cluster of HD Insight, or one of our solutions, which is Personalized Offers, costs around $304 a day because it's using Azure Cosmos DB, it's using Stream Analytics, and it's using a lot of ML web services, and so there's a cost to it. So that may be one that you want to very easily, if we still are on the screen, I can come back here into deployments, and I can actually delete a deployment very quickly as well. So I just go and say, delete this, and it goes and deletes the resource group and all the services that are in there. So I could basically go like this and say, clean up, click on that, and basically, so if it was that $304 one, I probably would keep that running for a day and then maybe destroy it. If it was one that's $7, I may use that for a week and do some demos or a proof of concept, but pretty decent range.
All right.
An important thing to know here is the deployment experience, the solution template itself is completely free. Customers and developers, they only pay for the Azure services that they use, and all this goodness of an automated deployment experience, the fact that they can monitor all this is just a value added which they get just for free. Whatever their existing rate for Azure services, they only pay for the Azure service itself. So that's an important thing. This deployment is completely free.
Oh, that's great. So let's talk about some of the implementation partners here.
Mm-hmm. That was an important thing for us because we saw a lot of developers were playing around with this, but then sometimes you want to scale it up to an enterprise level solution, you need some help. So we wanted to make sure that there's lots of trained partners who can help our customers and developers scale this up. So I've worked with a large number of system integrators, and think about GSIs like Cognizant, Avanade, Ernst & Young, but also smaller specialized data science focused firm like Neil Analytics and D-Squared. And we work with all of them to train them deeply on these solution templates. So these partners, some of them have global footprint, some of them are very localized and specialized. They have people within the organizations deeply trained on these architecture, on these data models, on their algorithms. So if a developer had kicked off something within the organization and they believe they want to scale it up to a large scale deployment, these SI partners are already pre-trained. They already know this so well. They can just accelerate your time to value for the actual operationalizing. Typically, SI partner might, for a demand forecasting solution, might say, oh, it takes 6 to 9 months to deploy. However, if they're using this as a backend and then able to scale this up to a real production thing, that will accelerate the time to value from 9 months to maybe 2 or 3 months. And that's the power we are giving our customers and developers, so that not only you can play around with this and get started easily, there is a lot of support available for people who want to scale it up and blow it up into a full-size solution.
Yeah. And what about MCS? Is there an offer to deploy templates with MCS?
We are working with them right now. So as of now, when we speak and build, we don't have an offer with MCS right now, but we are investing with them in resources. We should be releasing something around the next couple of months. So that's June 2017. MCS should be able to offer something exciting.
Oh, great. All right. So for people who are going to get started with these, what if they want to reach out? Who can they contact if they want to get started to actually work with these templates?
Right, so I put a slide up right now. So basically, if you go to cisolutions@microsoft.com, if you have feedback, if you're using the solutions and you have challenges or questions, please provide feedback there. Also, if you're a developer and you think you're interested in building, deploying, and sharing some of these, maybe in the future, or maybe publishing them and making them available, we'd be definitely interested in talking to developers and ISPs and SIs that want to do that as well.
All right, that's awesome. Take note of that alias, because now you have an opportunity to give some really good feedback at a point that is key to this product.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a fully supported service from Microsoft today. So if you have ever any need, if your deployment experience has failed or anything else, reach out to this alias to get started. There will be Microsoft program managers and developers there to help our customers out to solve any problem.
Right, awesome. Is there anything else you guys want to add?
One last thing I would like to throw also is we do want to open up the back end of these solutions as well to the customers. So for a lot of them, we have shared the code for them on GitHub. And that was really important for us, so that we just don't want to create an automated solution. If the customer just wants to see what we really did in the back end, it's important that they can just go to their preferred Git repository, and everybody now is using GitHub. They can just search for this, find out how it's done, so that there's clear learning and guidance. There's also step-by-step guidance on how we built this, so people can learn from the experience of what we were doing. And that was an important value add for our customers, so that it's not just we are making it simpler for them, we are also explaining to them how we did it.
Absolutely.
Is that a good point on the GitHub. Yeah, so on this, is I'm @DataSnowman is my GitHub. So Time Series Insights, what we just showed you, the code for that is actually right here. So if somebody wants to go have a look at that. So definitely wanted to do that. Also wanted to do, I got my Jackson High School shirt on. I work on as part of the TEALS program. I teach Java to high school students, been doing that for a few years. And so it's great to come to a conference like Build, because hopefully we'll have some of these high school students that are learning the program here at the conference.
Yeah, I've actually met a couple of them, so that's great.
Good.
Do you want to give a quick overview of what TEALS is for the people who might not know?
Sure, so TEALS, especially if any developers are watching this, if you want to actually help the community and help some kids learn computer science, basically we go in and as volunteers at schools and actually I teach on Mondays and Thursdays for first period of the morning, and we go in and help these kids learn Java as part of AP Computer Science, and then they take their exam, which was just about 2 weeks
that
ago.
Was recently,
yeah. So anyway, so it's great. It's very, very rewarding, and as I said, hopefully they get careers, especially here in Seattle or all over the place. There's great careers in this space.
Incredible. All right, Darwin Kubera, thank you so much for joining me today and talking about Cortana Intelligence Solutions. I'm going to go home after Build and just get into the code and try it out myself.
Awesome.
So thank you very much. Once again, I'm Sage Franch. This is Channel 9. Thanks for watching.
Thanks.